And so as we allow this time and this space and this place for wherever you are right now to give yourself this experience for being willing, just so thank yourself that you are willing to take this time and space and place for yourself to feel a little better. Perhaps absolutely get in touch with feeling perhaps what it's like to connect with joy. And so as we begin, just settling your body for its most comfortable way to be. And on one of the next three breaths that you take, slowly and deeply, three big deep breaths. On one of those breaths, allow your eyes to close. And with eyes closed in these deeper breaths, we're sending the message all around and all through that now is the time to go within. Now is the time to discover more about joy, to allow a connection to joy, to be reminded of images of joy, and to let the healing effect from that to occur. And so with your deeper breathing now beginning to transition into a comfortable, normal, natural rhythm of your breath, just begin to allow that your attention is focused right around the crown of your head, as though that gentle sensation, kind of nurturing, very calming and relaxing, but a nurturing sensation flowing around the crown of your head and drifting down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles, releasing and just simply relaxing as you let go. Each breath taking you deeper now. And this nurturing sensation spills down over the back of your head, down into your tiny neck muscles, all around and through your shoulders, releasing muscles in front and back on top, simply unwinding, untangling, releasing, relaxing, letting go, each breath drifting deeper. And as this sensation, a nurturing relaxation, bringing deep inner comfort, flows through those shoulders again, down through upper arms, lower arms, hands and fingers, releasing now. And what are we releasing? We're releasing any unwelcome thought, any negative thought, any tension or stress of any kind. Just imagine it could flow right out your fingertips into the universe where it can no longer harm you or anyone else. And then this sensation of nurturing, so kind of loving in its way, flows through your chest all around and all through into every nook and cranny of your chest, circles around across your upper back, and circles around again through your solar plexus and around through your middle back, each breath taking you deeper and around through the hip and abs and hip area and around again through your lower back so that the whole center core of you comfortably relaxed, very nurtured, a sense of well-being already in the whole core feeling of you. And then continued with every breath, we're sending this comfortable relaxation in its kind of nurturing way all around from hips down through thighs, in through knees, in through the calves, the ankles, heels, out through feet, and out through toes. And now with one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in, become twice as comfortable as you already are. And now, as you drift a little deeper with each breath, let's open the door of your imagination and find there, because how easily it can come, images of any kind, of good positive imaging can come easily and effortlessly. And imagine opening the door and seeing or sensing in any way, with any one of your senses, seeing, sensing, feeling, imagining an image standing there that represents joy. And just noticing about this image that stands for joy. And as you notice about it, it might have a shape or a form. And so, just noticing, what's this image of joy like? Now, you can actually even take a location shift. That means you could, in a sense, rise up over joy, get above it, look down upon it, or get a sense of as though you're viewing it from above, or move around to the sides, underneath it even, on the backside, get a little perspective shifting by this location shift. What else do you notice about this image of joy? For you're discovering about it, you're discovering this particular image that's coming to you, and it stands for joy. And as you begin to notice all about it in this way, in the kind of way that if you wanted to tell your friend about it later, you could. Somewhere along the line of you noticing about it, get in touch with what is the essential quality about this image that really stands out to you. What's that essential something that grabs your attention the most? Just be aware of it. And then one more thing. There you are, observing and discovering about the image that stands for joy. Well, how do you feel by being with this image that stands for joy? And when you know what that feeling is, whether perhaps at least maybe it feels like a smile or comfortable or familiar, try to get in touch with the feeling that you have and begin to imagine and visualize that you and joy could walk along together on the path Maybe you're somewhere out in nature that's familiar for you. Joy by your side, and you beginning to communicate, connect, and talk with each other. And you might start by telling Joy how you feel by being with it. And so, as you walk and talk along the path, you're noticing all the other things. Here you are with Joy, walking and talking together, letting it know how you feel by being with it, and wonder what how Joy might respond back to you. Listen with your heart. And you'll hear in your mind what this image of Joy, how it responds back to you, what it has to say to you. And so, when you know that, just notice, and you're walking and talking along together, and you might also perhaps ask Joy, what does it want? Ask Joy, what does it want? And let Joy respond. And as Joy responds, maybe notice how you feel when you find out what it wants, if it wants anything. And maybe it might have a need as well. What does Joy need? When you ask these questions, it's simply about discovering, coming to know more about the image of Joy. At some point, communicating in this way, walking and talking along the path with Joy, you might like to share back with Joy what you want and what you need. What you want and what you need, and how does Joy respond back to you about that? And as you continue, you might also notice how Joy is moving. What kind of energy? What's the vibrational energy? That means that, you know, what do you pick up from Joy as you're walking and talking? How does it move? How's it acting? What seems to be the mood? How does it feel to be with Joy walking along together? What do you notice about it? Take note of that energy. You might even wonder, wow, what might it be like to look through the eyes of Joy into the world? And you know what? You get the opportunity to imagine about that right now, knowing that if we were to imagine we could trade places with this image, we could always trade back again. We always become ourselves again. But why not? Let's imagine that you and joy can trade places. That means you become the joy image. The joy image becomes you. So all of a sudden, you're walking along in the shoes of joy, walking and talking with you. And what's interesting to you about that? Because as you look through the eyes of joy into the world, what do you notice? What do you notice? And if you were to look through the eyes of the image of joy now to yourself, what would you notice about you? You're looking through the eyes of the image joy at you. How do you appear through those eyes? Look through the eyes of joy at yourself. What do you notice about you? And is there anything in this imagining, as you are having merged with this image of joy, looking through the eyes of joy back at yourself, is there anything you might like to suggest to yourself? Because you're looking through the eyes of joy. And what do you notice about you that maybe you might like to make a suggestion about? And just notice if there's anything else that seems important to you by being in this image, by experiencing what you're experiencing being joy. Is there anything else that seems important to you from being this image of joy? Perhaps something helpful might come to you by experiencing being the image of joy. And now, when it seems right, trade back places again. You become you again. Joy becomes joy. Is there anything else as yourself now that you might like to ask joy or notice about joy? Take a few moments, to just notice about that. Anything else that seems important that you want to say to joy or you want to ask? And does joy have anything more for you that perhaps it might want to ask you? And maybe there is something that joy wants to let you know about that has not been discussed yet, that has not been noticed about yet. Perhaps joy has a special message for you that it thinks is important for you to know. Listen with your heart, and you'll hear in your mind what joy wants you to know. And then let yourself answer this question. Do you have a sense of perhaps understanding joy a little bit better? And do you imagine that perhaps joy might understand you a little better? And by understanding joy a little bit better, and perhaps maybe even sensing that joy understands you a little bit better, to wrap up this discovery process with joy, the two of you might, in a kind of way of speaking, put your heads together and answer the question from this discovery, what could be the healing aspect of your connection, of your knowing each other a little bit more now, as you and Joy have come to know each other a little bit more now? What is healing about that for you? And then at this point, whether you know the answer to that yet or not, it could be right now or in a few moments from now, or even a little later it comes, about what's healing for you in joy. But whether it's now or a little later, let's just accept this experience with joy, perhaps even imagining a hug. And as you and Joy hug, imagine that Joy just sort of merges right into you, so that you carry this image of joy with you now to the top of your symbolic staircase. And so joy is within you and kind of all around you at the same time, for it is within your physical being. You've accepted it in, you've let it merge within you, and it fills your mind space right now. That's the space from your skin outwards, at least 6 inches of space, because you've been thinking and feeling and sensing all about joy. It's in your mind space all around you. It provides you with a beautiful cushion of energy that's really quite magnetic. And all the good and the positive and the true can come through that cushion of energy called joy, all around you, all through you. So from within to the without, and from the without to the within, it's joy all around and all through. And let this become the healing effect that it could be for you, in terms of what it can bring you in such a positive, energetic way. To feel good, to feel better, to be connected to and filled with joy. And as though every step down of your symbolic staircase of 21 steps, steady handrail to the right, to the left, it's well lit, that each step as you go, we're reinforcing these ideas. And a positive, joyful picture shows itself from your life at each step going down. So when you turn to the left or you turn to the right, every step brings you a positive, joyful picture from your life, as well as we reinforce the effect of joy in your life, as it's come with the image that is within you at every step, reinforces now. With the left foot first at 20, another positive, joyful picture. Now at 19, turning to the right and the left all the way down. At 18, another positive, joyful picture. 17, another joyful picture. 16. There's another joyful picture. 15. 14. Positive, joyful pictures all the way down. 13. 12. 11. 10. Pausing for a moment on step 10, taking a little look over your shoulder at all of those positive, joyful pictures so far. 10 of them, one to the right, one to the left, every step down. And continuing, more positive, joyful pictures with every step now at 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper. And as you drift deeper, deeper down, all negatives have long ago dissipated and disintegrated, and you, with joy within, go forward, for your wise guide, that inner guidance image, comes forward, takes you by the hand, and knowing that you are lit up from within with your image of joy, you and your guide walk forward to go to your place, that place of your own that's so beautiful and relaxing, secure, comfortable, and a place where you can just be you. But now this you of you has the image of joy within and has been filled up with some beautiful, positive, joyful pictures from your life, and your inner guidance image walks with you through your place to find the just right spot now for you to just simply stretch out in. And as you stretch out in this spot with the joy within, and your inner guidance image, your guide, fully knowing that you've received the joy image within you, is there as well now as it helps you to comfort, calm, and relax even more, and to begin to really embrace this idea that more joy within, allows you to go forward more positively. And perhaps this guide can be a helpmate now for a few more questions you might have, or a few more comments that your inner guide has for you, perhaps enlightening you to the joy you have within you now in new and different ways. So in this comfortable connection, as you are simply relaxed and easy, very, very secure with your wise image of a guide of wisdom with you, helping you to understand more about joy, for you might have a question, and your inner wisdom guide here will clearly have a way to respond to you, to assist and help you. Understand about how you can have even more joy, more of the time. And perhaps your guide of wisdom may have something very particular for you, very specific to your life, that it wants you to know about joy in your life and how more joy can assist you in the healing effect of thriving, feeling good, going forward, seeing, sensing, and feeling yourself in this very, very positive image of a radiantly healthy you, and allowing joy to assist in that image. So just take a couple of minutes here to really let all these ideas settle in. Let yourself connect personally with this guide. And hear the most important thing that is yours to hear from your wisdom guide right now about joy in your life and the importance of it. And as you begin to allow all of these thoughts and ideas and new responses from your guide to assist you in knowing more about joy in your life and its healing effect for you, just accept and allow that more good is flowing as you digest and assimilate and really pull all of this into you in a way that works for you positively, because that's what a positive focusing like this is all about. A positive focusing, as it is a law of the mind, what we focus on follows. A positive focusing like you've just discovered about joy can only bring about positive results. And that is how your mind, your body responds. So let's reinforce it all. We appreciate the guide. We appreciate the image of joy, as surely the image of joy and your guide so appreciate you for being willing to take this journey. And so at zero, as we reinforce it all, we begin to come up and out now, bringing back the importance of this experience into your conscious outer awake life now, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in and release. to realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, feeling joy all around and all through, feeling very peaceful and at ease at three. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. One, two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.